USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The FBI says Iran and Russia are behind a string of threatening violence to voters in key battleground states under the ruse of Proud Boys. Russian leader Vladimir Putin says Russia is only an onlooker. FBI Director Christopher Wray tells Americans they're on the job.
You should be confident that your vote counts. Early, unverified claims to the contrary should be viewed with a healthy dose of skepticism. The men and women of the FBI remain committed to protecting the American people, our democracy, and the integrity of our elections. We are not going to let our guard down.
The Federal Bureau of Investigation is the primary agency responsible for investigating malicious cyber activity against election infrastructure, malign foreign influence operations, and election-related crimes like voter fraud and voter suppression or intimidation. USA Radio News.
Welcome to Tax Talk with Hollywood legend Bob Eubanks.
You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world, one life at a time.
When I first switched over, because I stopped taking the other supplements I was taking and switched over all the way to Balance of Nature, I really noticed a huge difference. It was amazing. Like better sleep, better attention, better energy. It was just really, really great.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
Two new studies are showing a sharp drop in mortality among hospitalized COVID-19 patients. The drop is seen in all groups, including older patients and those with underlying conditions. Leora Horwitz, a doctor who studied population health at New York University's Grossmont School of Medicine, says, "We find that the death rates have gone down substantially. The studies looked at thousands of patients from March to August. The study finds that mortality has dropped among hospitalized patients by 18 percentage points since the pandemic began. Patients in the study had a 25.6% chance of dying at the start of the pandemic. Now they have a 7.6% chance, suggesting that physicians are getting better at helping patients survive their illness. That's a big improvement, but 7.6% is still a high risk compared to other diseases like the flu," said Horwitz. And other researchers caution COVID-19 remains dangerous. The final presidential debate is tonight at 9 Eastern on most television and radio networks, live from Belmont University in Nashville. USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians and public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Former President Obama, stumping for Joe Biden in Philadelphia Wednesday, says President Trump ignored the pandemic playbook he left behind.
We literally left this White House a pandemic playbook. We don't know where that playbook went. 8 months into this pandemic, cases are rising again across this country. Donald Trump isn't suddenly going to protect all of us. He can't even take the basic steps to protect himself.
The current administration says Obama's outsourcing of PPE and medical supplies left America extremely dependent on China for the life-saving gear. NASCAR heads into Texas Motor Speedway for the Auto Trader EchoPark Automotive 500, not driver Chase Elliott's favorite track.
Well, Texas has been abysmal, as you all know, for us since the repave. So, I mean, that one for sure sticks out. I'm not, you know, thrilled about going there. You know, Kevin and Denny and those guys who have been winning all these races this year, they can win about every week. So, that's kind of where we need to get to, and I think that's been where I feel like some of our issues have been over the years, just a little inconsistency, and I think cleaning up those bad racetracks is a thing that we have to do, and it's something I think we're capable of doing. We just got to hit on something there at Texas.
The Texas Motor Speedway is in Fort Worth, Texas. The race is Sunday, 3:30 Eastern on NBC Sports Network, and will feature 334 laps for a total of 501 miles. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.